Hey guys, it's Destiny. I hope you are having a wonderful Monday morning. I am just here in my office. I just got done with some blogging and stuff because I am so excited today. I got to share my senior promo video on the blog. I released it to my newsletter subscribers last night, and I'm just so excited that I can finally unveil it to the public. So it's been a few hours since that, and I'm so thankful. Everyone has been so supportive and so encouraging, and thank you if you left any comments or likes on any of my posts about it. That really means a lot. So, in honor of sharing my promo video today, I wanted to share my top 5 reasons to shoot a promo video. If you've been on the fence about it, if you have been thinking about it, I say go for it, and I'm gonna tell you why. So reason number one, having a promo video creates a viral buzz. And to be honest, in my opinion, video is the new black when it comes to social media. And people really love to experience things through other people before investing in it for themselves. Reason number two, having a promo video gives them simple and clear communication kind of from the start. If they're looking at your website, they can read about your experience. If they see pictures on social media, they kind of see that. But having a video and them seeing from start to finish what your portrait experience is like, it just creates such a simple communication with them from the get-go. And one of the top reasons I think that people don't buy a product or service is confusion. And for me, from a consumer standpoint, I know that that is totally true. Because if I'm ever confused about something or how something works or how the process is, I'll put it off and I won't invest in it. So it really simplifies your process to convert a potential client. And I know this to be true also because I run sort of a more boutique style photography business where I kind of take less clients, but I'm higher priced. And so I work a lot with my senior clients. I see them actually 3 times throughout their portrait experience. I see them at their wardrobe consult, where they can go through the style closet and pick out items from my closet that they can use for their session. We'll go through their outfits, we'll plan all the locations, we'll talk about hair and makeup, that kind of stuff. And then the day of their shoot, I'm with them for about 4 hours. We start hair and makeup, and then we go out shooting for about 2 hours. And then they come in for their portrait reveal a couple of weeks later. So then I'm with them for another about an hour and a half. So it's a little confusing for clients to read about that experience. It seems like a lot and it's a lot of information, but simplifying it into a video form, I think is so rewarding and like the perfect way to just be simple and clear about your process. So reason number three, it makes a personal connection with your ideal audience. So it shows them what you look like when you're working, and what it's like to work with you. And I think that people really love to see that because people love to make personal connections because they don't want to feel awkward when they're working with someone. So if they can connect with you on a personal level, even if that's just seeing how you work and what it's like to work with you, I think that that is amazing. So reason number four, having a promo video sets you apart as an expert. The perceived value of your products and services will completely skyrocket. So if they're seeing you on video and seeing that you know what you're doing, that you're a legit business and that you're an expert, it really can be wonderful for your business. So reason number five is, I like to call this collaboration karma. Videos are easily shared. So if you are collaborating with other vendors and creatives for your promo video, they'll want to share that video too, which means getting in front of more of your ideal audience. So tagging them, making sure that they're tagging you, and kind of cross-promoting in that way will hopefully bring back some of the good collaboration karma to you and to them as well. And it's elevating other creatives, which is always good. So if you have any questions or would like to suggest a topic for future episodes, click the little icon in the bottom left, leave a comment or a suggestion, or message me on social media. I would love to hear from you. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I hope that you enjoyed these 5 tips. And I'm really, really excited to hear from you. So have a great day, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.